When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Joko.
And this is Haley.
And this is now the
Permission to Stand
podcast. So thanks everyone for joining us, especially those who were familiar with us from the Animunchies podcast. So this is our new podcast where we talk about Haley's specialty, of course.
BTS.
And so that means K-pop, Genshin Impact, and some anime talk, right?
Yes.
You know what's been breaking Twitter and social media within the past couple days?
What?
Some Genshin Impact stuff. So I'm going to bring this up first for Genshin Impact. One word, Ito.
Ito.
So
Ito abs.
Ito, yes. Ito everything. He, the new Genshin Impact hunk.
Yes.
Of 2.3, right?
What a babe.
He is going, as you could, the simp is strong. Yes. With Haley. Oh, for gosh. This one. So Ito is going to be the newest 5-star character coming out for Genshin Impact in 2.3.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got to kind of wait because 2.2 literally just came out this week too.
Is 2.2 including Toma? Well, that's going to be
Toma is going to be in the next 2.2? One. Yeah, so that's technically. Okay. But right now we're waiting for Child. I or see. Tartaglia's like
to
finish. Mm. So we could do that one. And also, I guess you could say Child, but it's actually more like it's like Ayaka's banner, right? The 4 stars is Ayaka's same 4-star character.
Same characters.
But yeah, so we have to wait for this to end and another banner. Then we get 2.3.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the girls and even guys that are simping over Ito can finally get Ito, right?
Yeah, he's a Geo.
So he's going to be he's like Noelle 2.0,
mm-hmm.
except with rock hard abs, and he's a dude. He looks like
a demon.
Rengoku from from
Demon Slayer
mixed with like a Final Fantasy protagonist character,
and also like those ones, the ogres
and the ogre onis from if you watch what is that?
That reincarnated
to slime. Yeah. If you watch that, mixed with he has Noelle's. A lot of Noelle's abilities without the shield and a little bit of Mona's because he has this little thing where he has like a little doggy that he throws out. You could throw a doggy and everyone will attack the doggy.
It's like,
it's like gets all the aggro. So everyone's like going to kill the doggy, sadly. But yeah, you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
And he does major damage.
His gameplay was like leaked yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah. So his gameplay and more of his character, like 3D design, like in game is actually out on like everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you could kind of see everything. Get a taste.
He looks pretty
cool. Get a sample
cool.
taste. Pretty cool. You were simping about him 3 seconds ago. Now he's just pretty cool.
No. Because like I have to actually like try him. I'm sure he's really good though.
It's always, yeah. Oh yeah. Especially because if you don't play beta and stuff, you want to test him, right?
Yeah,
the test runs.
Yeah. Because there's like been some characters where I'm like, oh, I really like them. And then when I play them, I'm like, oh, I don't like their play style.
It's like, boop. Nope.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ito will be coming 2.3 and he's been breaking the internet and especially all the Genshin Impact stuff. So look out for him. Haley sounds like she's going to pull. I don't know if I'm going to pull yet.
Because I want a Claymore too. And he's a Claymore.
Yeah. Geo Claymore. Yeah. So yeah. What about you have Noelle?
I want more guys on my team. I have literally no guys.
Oh yeah, there's no
except for
no girls on your team.
What do you mean no girls?
I have no guys on your team. It's all girls.
All
it's
of
the
my
exact
team is
opposite.
All girls. Yeah, I have no guys.
Yeah, so hopefully 2.3 will come sooner than later. It'll fly by.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. Everyone's been
like
simping.
20 days?
Simping over and going crazy.
But I want Toma
over
too.
Ito. And Toma. Toma still hasn't come, but he's like he has his own Susanoo thing, which from anyone that knows, you know, Naruto, but it's fire, right? Mm-hmm. So he's coming. So I think Haley's going to be trying to pull for that. Even if, I think it might be Hu Tao, right?
Well,
we're not too sure.
Yeah.
So Hu Tao, but then because Toma's 4-star.
Yeah.
So he's going to be one of the backup dancers for the banner. But yeah, that's
sexy
pretty much
backup dancer.
The yep. Yeah, yes. Sorry. Yeah. He's also, if you didn't know, the voice actor of Ichigo from Bleach.
Yes.
So fun fact, if you play Japanese voice acting like we do, right, mm-hmm. for our language, and that's pretty much for Genshin. So mm-hmm. let's get into Haley's specialty and what many of our listeners probably are here to listen to, right?
Yeah.
Hence BTS. Permission to stan, you know, the name. Yeah. Let's start with BTS. What do you think?
What about BTS, though?
Well, let's talk about the more juicy stuff first.
Oh,
let's
gosh.
Let's get that out the way. You know who's also juicy from BTS? No, not just Jin. Worldwide Handsome.
Oh,
we're talking about V.
V.
So V's been caught up in some dating rumors.
Yeah, it's
Did you
so
see that?
Dumb.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I mean,
well, I feel like all dating rumors, like in the K-pop world, is always so stupid. It's like they could be standing next to a girl or guy, if it's like a female idol, and they'll be like,
"Oh
my
god,
they're
dating?" Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And that's exactly what happens.
I think that's how it is. Yeah, it seems like it happens more so often with K-pop idols than even regular like. Celebrities,
right? Because like here in Hollywood, they don't freaking care.
Yeah,
everyone's dating everyone.
It's like dating scandals everywhere.
Yeah,
here. But I think because I guess I don't know what.
Well, because in K-pop, they're technically not allowed to be dating anyone.
So that
while they're like on their contract with their company,
like not after like 5 years or
something
like
yeah,
that.
Depending
like,
on
even
the
if they're even allowed
company,
to at all.
Yeah, because I know for was it Blackpink? I think it's like 5-year dating ban or something. They might mm-hmm. have extended it. Or something.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's like the crazy thing. So it's like. That's why I guess stories like this are kind of more juicier.
Yeah, because they're like, oh my god, they're not supposed to be dating
tasty.
Anyone. Yeah.
So once, because V, so let's back up. Let's rewind. V was attending, it was like an art
festival. It was like in New York. When they were in New York?
I don't
York?
Remember. I thought it was in Korea. I think it's in Korea.
Oh, my bad.
but he was based, he was like in an art museum. But he was with, I believe it was like one of the...
Like the presidents, no?
Yeah, some like not the Korean president, like the president of like some groups, like K-pop groups, Paradise something.
Oh yeah,
Paradise
group. Chairman's daughter.
Like right. Mm-hmm. So he's there with the chairman of Paradise group, but then the daughter was there, and the daughter is like I guess maybe around their age.
Yeah.
Like somewhat. It's not like an obasan, like an auntie looking.
No, it's
she's
like a younger.
She's younger. Oh, I don't know her age or anything, but yeah, just because she's like near shoulder to shoulder with V, and there's pictures publicly like in the world wide web.
Yeah, I guess like people were like stalking them because they knew, and they're like, oh my god, and they took pictures and they posted it.
And then boom, exploded. And of course, now, you know, V is getting thrown in with gossip and dating rumors.
Yeah.
And the girl too. So
yeah. So like when I woke up this morning, I saw like V had posted on Weverse. And, like, it was, what did he say? Weverse, he wrote, pathetic, I want to sing Ugg, which is, like, Suga's song. So, and then he did, like, the throwing up
and he did,
emoji.
Like, the vomiting emoji.
And then people were probably like, what the heck? And then, like, his second post was, he was quoting some of the lyrics from Ugg, but basically it says, I'm going to shoot poison shots, stings at the back of their necks in my dream today. Be careful of the back of your necks. Pook, pook, shoot, shoot. So basically, like, he's like pissed off.
Yeah, he's kind of annoyed of the whole situation.
Yeah.
I think, like, knowing how V is, he usually thinks of other people. He probably feels, like,
bringing her
not even
into
himself,
it. Mm-hmm.
But the girl that's involved, and also.
Right, because she's going to get backlash so bad from those, like, crazy ass fans.
What are they called? Saesung?
Saesung fans.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, and then, I mean, not even her professionally, like, even if she gets affected, it's also the president of
like their family,
Paradise Group.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he probably feels he's more upset, obviously, and irritated at. You know, the media's
right.
involvement, because now everyone kind of knows and everyone kind of you know, is making up all these stories and, you know, their own dialogue about right, the situation. Right, but then,
I don't know, like, I feel like those fans, are they even really fans, though? Because these are meant to be people that, like, support the group, or so they say, but then it's like they're bringing them down and making them angry. Like, why would you want to make your idol angry?
Right, and why do you want to make him look bad and, you know, give, you know, you're harming them by making all these assumptions
false and rumors, yeah.
And not to mention, like, if you're bad-mouthing what, you know, the girl that's involved, right. It's like, I'm pretty sure that's not a good thing.
Right,
yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure your idol, V, is not gonna be appreciating that.
He's not gonna want that at all. I don't know what goes on in these people's minds where they're like, oh my gosh, I need, like, any kind of attention from him.
So remember, guys, this is, it's rumors.
And yeah.
V obviously is disgusted by it.
Right,
so.
And then I think Hybe, they said, like, the dating rumors are not true.
Right, Hybe even released an official statement, actually, maybe, like, less than 24 hours ago.
Right.
So. Just because, I guess, the situation is really getting blown up.
Yeah.
So
they tried to, like, just squash it already.
Let's extinguish the fire. Don't be one of those people throwing more gasoline onto the fire, right?
I don't know. V is very transparent with his emotions.
Of course.
Yeah, so, like, you'll be able to tell when he's angry. Because, like, he usually doesn't post that kind of stuff on Weverse.
Yeah, that's why it was it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's why people were like, oh my god, he must be angry.
This is kind of why this news kind of made more headlines, I think.
Right, because he spoke up about it, yeah.
But yeah, so let's keep their privacy. I mean, you know, sooner or later, they'll eventually all get married and probably have kids or something.
These kind of fans are going to freak out and, like, I don't know.
Yeah, just you should be happy for them and just kind of keep them their privacy. Like, if they'll tell us, right?
Don't be delusional and think they're going to marry you.
Yeah, because they're not. They're going to marry me. Jin and me are going to end up together. Haley will be our third wheel. You could be our wife.
What? Me and Jin. Oh, okay. I guess.
But yeah, so that's pretty much it. Let's extinguish that rumor, right? Because it's not true. You know, while we're talking about BTS, let's talk about some good happy news. Suga, right?
He released, he produced a song
for a Japanese artist.
His name is Oni? Was that right?
O-M-I or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it either. But it released today.
Literally today. So as of, October 14.
Yeah, it's called You.
And it sounds pretty good. It's, you know, we're used to Suga being the rapper. And plus when he does August D, which is his rap alias.
Yeah.
He has really good songs too, if you haven't listened to his solo stuff. August D.
Mm-hmm.
It's AGUS, like Augustus.
Yeah.
Because I remember initially I thought it was like spelled August, like August, like the month.
Yeah, like the month, yeah.
Then the letter D, because, you know, One Piece.
Yeah. The Will of D.
No, but his stuff is really good, like his solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. He's obviously really talented in beats and, you know, hip hop and
really
all that
is.
Kind of and producing in general.
Yeah.
But this song, it's called You by Omi, right?
Yes.
Produced by Suga of BTS, as it says.
It's like, so cool that he did it for like a Japanese artist.
Yeah. And it's more like rock-ish, but actually more pop.
J-pop.
J-pop-ish kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
With a hint of rock, because I think, was there a guitar? Like a little bit, like really mild, I guess.
Yeah, very mild. But it's mainly like J-pop.
Yeah, it was really good though. So it just shows like his versatility and you know.
I was gonna say it's so funny because people are like, you know, it's gonna be a banger of a song if you hear him whisper the words Suga.
Oh yeah, the beginning of the song,
which he does.
He's like Suga, and you're like, oh shit, here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, this is not the first time Suga has collaborated with any other artist.
He did with IU.
Oh yeah, see. Eight. Yeah, that was a really good song, too. I mean, they dedicated that to, I think, one of their friends, right?
Yeah, Sully.
Yeah. You know what? Speaking, since you brought up IU, IU is also, it's crazy. There's so much stuff going on. IU is going to be releasing her newest single, Strawberry Moon.
That sounds so cute.
I really love, I love her titles. Like, and her songs are always so catchy.
She's a really good singer.
Man, she's a good solo K-pop artist. If you haven't listened to her, check her out, IU. She's like one of the, I mean, Jungkook even admitted he had like a mini like celebrity crush on her like before.
She's so cute. And she's also in K-dramas recently too.
Right. So she's everywhere. She's been in the K-pop industry for a while.
Yeah, she's
a solo
artist.
For a while. But she's really cute and she's pretty too.
Yeah,
and
I was like, she started when she was like really young.
That's true too.
Like 16, I think.
And now she's like, what, maybe 26, 28?
27, 20,
like around that age. But yeah, she has a new a new single coming out, and the title is cute as super kawaii.
Strawberry Moon. Yeah, Strawberry Moon. So cute.
And it comes out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Next week? Coming Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the date is, but...
Is there going to be a music video? I hope
I bet.
Yeah.
Knowing how that is all the time.
She always has, like, the cutest outfits in her music videos, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, too. October 19th.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So there's going to be a new IU release. Speaking of new releases, pre-sales just opened up for Twice's third full album.
Third full album?
Is that the one? Yeah, this is their third one, actually.
Is that including The Feels? No.
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Oh.
I'm hoping The Feels is included in this, but it's technically their third full album. It's called Formula of Love, and the pre-sales are now open. They just opened up maybe a couple days ago this week.
I wonder if they're actually going to do like a full English album.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
Not, you know, how so Monsta good. X did that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was cool. Yeah, The Feels, man, that's a catchy song.
It's a really good song.
So if you haven't checked out Twice or listened to Twice before, they have a full English song. And they just released recently.
Last week? A couple weeks ago, yeah.
It's called The Feels. And it's everywhere. You can listen on Spotify and all that. And it's so good. It is so catchy.
Super catchy.
And yeah, so they have their album that's releasing. And, you know, a lot of their, you know, K-pop albums, for the most part,
if you have to
order it from, like, a lot of, you know, K-pop online stores and, you know, like, even, like, Weverse for example, yeah. Right? Shipping is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Shipping is, like, $50. And that you shouldn't be surprised if you've been involved with K-pop, because you know this is the regular, you know, even YG Select and you know everywhere.
If basically, you're if you're not a BTS and don't have a USA store, then it's global. It's gonna be $50.
Global shipping is always $50.
Yeah.
But you want to know something crazy? So Target lately has been on it. Like, actually, Target is doing pre-sale orders for them too.
Target's been good with like K-pop album sales.
Yeah, I mean, because they had Blackpink's
and Butter,
and they had Butter's BTS Butter. So yeah, now they're gonna be on Twice. So save yourself the money and the trouble of global shipping, and just get it from Target. Because it's only like $23-24.
And this is like, does it get like the pre-order bonus?
And you get
bonus?
The pre-order bonus too.
Cool.
Yeah. So as long as you get it from Target, save yourself if you're, you know, here in the US, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. You get the ship, like you'll save up on shipping because you could probably even pre-order it and pick it up.
Yeah.
Or even if they ship it out to you, I don't think shipping is that much compared to obviously.
No, it's probably like $5.
Yeah. Because I guess if you get it from K-pop stores, maybe like the album is $5 cheaper, but you still have to spend $50 more to get the shipping.
Yeah.
The global shipping.
It's so expensive. So you'll, it's more than the freaking album.
In the end, you'll end up still saving like over $40 if you just get it from Target. So don't be afraid to do that. You can always look it up. There's four different albums, like,
of course, like the
styles.
Yeah, the versions.
Versions, yes. And I really want one of them, but it's random. Even from the K-pop, surprisingly from like the K-pop online stores, you cannot choose. Target, you cannot choose.
What if you go in person and be like, well, do you actually have this version?
You know what? That's a good.
Because remember, I asked for like Butter. I was like, I asked for a specific.
There
version.
You go, guys. If there's a specific one you want, pre-order it maybe, and then when you pick it up, and choose to pick it up in store. When you pick it up in store, you could probably ask them.
Yeah.
Or tell them like, oh, I actually wanted this one. And
yeah.
They could probably check.
I think they should be able to do that.
I'm
like,
gonna do that.
For your Blackpink, didn't you get in person? And you got to choose, like, to make sure that they were giving you the
right
version. Right.
That's what you did with Butter.
Yeah.
For Blackpink, I forgot what it was, but I think Blackpink was different. You could actually choose which one you wanted.
But then it's good because, you know, like the version 1 through 4, they're all the same, except the other ones you got was like more like metallic looking.
Yeah, the outside.
It's easy to like get confused.
But even the stuff inside is a little different. Remember,
yeah.
Like all, you know how it is. Like inside is still different too, aside from the outside. The cool part with the Twice pre-sales, I think it also comes with like if you get that. Like photo cards, you know, you'll get the standard photo cards within the albums, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think they give you a set of like all of them.
9 members.
In like their own special pre-sale photo card set. So
that's nice.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to like BTS and Blackpink, where it's like, I think even like in the album, you only get one card, right? Apparently with Twice albums, because there's so many of them, there's 9 of them, right?
Yeah.
You still get, they give you like 3 or 4 members or photo cards. Must be nice, right?
Must be nice. I get one photo card.
For BTS, that's kind of hard.
And we have 7 members. That's still like a lot.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know if we talked about how like the BTS McDonald's finally came in like a while back.
Oh.
But I just want to say that I ordered one from my parents' house, and we ordered one to our house, right?
Right.
So we could get more photo cards.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you want to flex on everyone who you got, which photo cards you got?
Jungkook and V.
Jungkook and V, baby. Yes.
I was like so excited. I was like, are you kidding me? This is like crazy.
And then what? Jungkook's eating the chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And V has the drink.
Yeah.
Those are nice photo cards, the McDonald's one.
You know, one of my friends, the one that traded me the photo cards, she actually has Jimin, and she offered, like, she's like, if you want, you can trade. But then the thing with me, like, as much as I love Jimin and he's my bias, I like those photo cards of Jungkook and V that
they look so good.
I don't want to give them up. So I was like, oh, thank you for thinking about me. But then, like, I'm going to keep them because I like Jungkook with the nuggets.
Yeah. And you know what? Resale of prices, because I like looking at that kind of stuff too, is crazy. They are expensive.
Yeah.
Like, V and Jungkook always are the most expensive ones.
Right.
Like, for any type of photo card.
Yeah, especially V.
Like the collection. I don't know. The value of V.
Right, yeah.
Just because he's so delicious to look at. Especially when he's holding a McDonald's, what is it, a soft drink.
Yeah.
In his hand. And yeah. I was trying to, is there anything else in terms of BTS?
Oh, in the soup.
Oh, how could I forget? If you guys...
season two.
You guys know about BTS in the soup, of course, if you're ARMY.
Yes.
So, episode one, season two...
is gonna be on Friday,
which is tomorrow October, for us already.
Oh, shit, it's tomorrow, the 15th.
October 15th,
but at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Where can you watch it though?
It's on Weverse.
So if you have, do you have to purchase?
Well, I have a code, so you have to like order it on Weverse, and then they'll give you a code, and then you'll go to the website and put that code in, then you'll be able to watch the video. Or, like, the first episode, anyway.
Right. So, it's a weekly release then, right?
Yeah.
So, it's every Friday?
So, it's going to be... you remember how season one was 8 episodes? This mm-hmm. one's only 5.
Oh, shit.
I'm so sad.
I can't wait to see Jin cooking again. Chef Jin.
Right. Yeah, he's going to be cooking that meat, because they released, like,
I saw
that
some
teaser.
Promo stuff, yeah. But I didn't watch any of the videos.
No, that picture of Jin.
No, I know. I've seen only pictures. Okay. I haven't seen videos.
He's cooking the meat for
you.
Oh,
of course. You could cook my meat anytime, Jin.
Yes. So that's going to be out tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
At 10 p.m.
So Haley will be... I'm going to be there, obviously,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he's going to watch it. I think, like, each episode is, like, an hour, usually.
Is it? Oh, it's only an hour?
Yeah, I know. Was it an hour and 30? I don't remember.
We'll see. Hopefully it's longer.
Hopefully it's longer than an hour.
I think it's at the same place this time too, right? Or did they get a new place?
No, they got... Remember, they built a whole freaking mansion for
their
them.
Because the place that they were in for season one, if no one knew, was actually available as an Airbnb spot. But now I guess they made their own.
Well, yeah.
They actually built...
It's somewhere in Korea, like in the forest again.
But they built it like...
From
the ground up,
basically, yeah. They have, like, I think three different houses.
Must be.
Like, but it's freaking, like, huge.
Must
they're, like,
be nice.
Mansion. They have, like, a basketball court. They have a swimming pool. They have, like, a gym.
So it's like a getaway for, like, if when obviously when they're not there, like, anyone can probably go later on.
Yeah,
like,
I wonder what they're going to do with it after.
I bet you they're keeping
they private. They rent it out. Oh,
private. No, maybe keep
someone
it in between the company.
I was like, someone might freaking find out where it is, though.
No, that's why. Like,
yeah.
If keep it private, like, between the company, maybe hype executives or, like, mm-hmm. families and stuff
that's
or gatherings.
True.
I mean, because they built it.
So good, yeah.
It looks cool from what I've seen. Actually, I can't tell, because all I've seen is just Jin Cook cutting off the white and fat part from the meat and smiling at the camera.
I'm wearing his purple, like, sweatshirt.
Oh, my God. His, like... Oh, I don't even know. He looks like a freaking... Yeah, looks like a marshmallow.
Oh, yeah. So we're excited to watch that. That's what we'll be doing tomorrow night.
Yeah, and that's pretty crazy that's here already.
I actually, like, did the early bird pre-order for In the Soup version. Oh,
what
season
does that mean?
Two.
Or, like, so what does I that get, come with, or what does it mean?
I get a lot of photo cards. So I get 7 photo cards of the members, and then, like, for the early bird one, you also get, like, these transparent ones of each member as well, plus, like, 2 group photos.
So how does that work? Do they ship it to you? Or
they
how
ship
does
it to me. It's through Weverse as well.
Okay, so that means...
It hasn't shipped yet because it was, like, a pre-order bonus.
I mean,
because
obviously, like, In the Soup is, like, a digital thing where you put in the digital code to watch mm-hmm, it, like you mm-hmm. said, right? So they're just going to ship you
photo cards
on its own?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but then, of course, you know, there's shipping. So I have to pay that.
Oh, so you still have to pay the effing shipping.
Oh, yeah.
How much is the shipping for the photo
the
for
same.
Photo
card? It's like the $14 shipping.
Oh, thank God, Weverse is only $15.
It's not the $50 one, yeah, because
yeah,
it's like
it's not
the
like
US.
An album.
Yeah.
Too. Oh, God, thank God.
But still, it's like, technically, it's supposed to be free when you, like, order endless soup to watch. But then,
you're paying for the shipping specifically. If you lived in Korea,
it would be more worth it. But then I was like, whatever.
Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm really, might as well.
Because they're like, it's free photo cards. But then I was like, quote unquote, shipping. You have to pay for shipping. So, oh, well.
That's worth it. Because you said it's all seven of them?
Seven. So, basically, I'm getting,
pictures in the soup?
Like, yeah. Yeah. So, I think it's got, like, all of them like in the soup kind of outfits and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that means in their pajamas and
I think and so. Then, like, yeah, or like their outdoor in his
traditional like pajamas or some crazy shit.
At least got them Jimin too. I was probably. Like, may as well. I was like, it's free, I guess. And then probably later on, like resale will be like way harder to get.
So. Oh yeah, because I mean, this is only available for pre-sale, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, mine as well. Worth it.
Yeah.
Add it to Haley's shrine, BTS shrine of photo cards and BT21 plushies and albums.
Stupid photo cards. That's
that's a quarter of our guest bedroom. Yeah. Right? It's a BTS shrine, not just K-pop. I mean, we have some Blackpink sprinkled there with a little bit of Big Bang and some G-Dragon, BAP.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much a BTS shrine.
Yeah.
So if you ever stay at our house and sleep over, you're sleeping with
all the BT21. Sleep with a bunch of
K-pop. You sleep with K-pop artists.
Yeah.
You know what? One final thing for is there any more? Wait, first, is there anything else you want to bring up for BTS?
I don't. Not that I can think of.
I was gonna bring up last K-pop thing that I on our agenda kind of thing that I want to bring up is Blackpink, which is also one of our stan groups, right? So Blackpink. Some interesting news. If you didn't catch the movie, Blackpink the movie.
Oh, that's right.
You can watch it soon. I don't know when.
Yeah, they didn't put a date yet.
You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Isn't that crazy? Like, what
Disney
the heck?
Plus is going to have Blackpink the movie.
I'm kind of surprised at that because Netflix was the one that had them.
The original
documentary on Netflix.
I mean, that means Disney knows how profitable Blackpink is, you know, because of how, you know, they have a big global fan base. I can't imagine how much they paid YG or HYBE or whatever is, you know, in charge of that. They probably had to pay a lot for rights to stream that movie.
Right? Like the movie. That's crazy.
Not to mention, because of the involvement in, I guess, Disney Plus getting Blackpink, they also bought the rights to be able to stream Jisoo's from Blackpink, drama. Right? Her K-drama that's coming out in December.
Right.
Snowdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can watch Snowdrop and Blackpink the movie
on Disney Plus
of all the streaming companies.
Right. It's so weird to me because like I feel like it should be Netflix because Netflix has all those Korean K-dramas. Plus, like you
said,
K-pop.
they had it all, but like I said, Disney probably already knew. You know how Disney is like
Disney doesn't have anything else that's like K-pop or K-drama related now on they there. Does that mean they're going to take everything else?
Snowdrop and Blackpink the movie is the only two Korean stuff that they'll have.
So strange. But yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, we have Disney Plus, so.
We have Disney Plus, so not complaining. But also in terms of Blackpink news, you know how like when you go to like meet and greets for fans or like when you see Blackpink like before, obviously this pre-COVID.
Yeah.
You know, you could, if you're one of the lucky people or lucky blinks that are able to even meet and touch hands with them, right?
Yeah.
Or greet them. You can sometimes, you can give them stuff.
Yeah, like usually gifts. You can give them like your own personal letter, gift, like even like headbands.
They have a lot of stuff from us in terms of us. When I say us, I mean us blinks,
fans,
right?
Yeah.
Like the fans. And they're nice enough to keep it. Jenny even like showed on her YouTube channel once, like she keeps like a lot of the stuff that her fans give her, which is really cool that they actually have their own room
of like treasures, trinkets.
And they kind of know where like, oh, I got this from this place, that place.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see that they really do appreciate, you know, their fans.
Yeah.
But YG and Blackpink has made the announcement, unfortunately, that they will no longer be taking any gifts from fans anymore. There's a reason why they did this, though, right?
Yeah. Because, like, the title of it seemed like kind of like, oh, they're being, like, mean about it. Like, we don't need Yeah, we have too much stuff. No, it's not like that at all. Because want, like, their fans to, like, give to a better purpose or cause. So, like, giving, like, that kind of money that they're giving to Blackpink for their gifts to just donate it to like charities, right? Or like,
so it's like for a good cause, like good even cause. If it's like gifts, yeah. You know, you could donate these toys and gifts to, you know, maybe like
a charity that charity needs for kids. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So if anything, they said they're obviously super grateful to their fans for all the stuff and all the love, but at the same time, they said that everyone who spent all this money and stuff, you know, you could use it for the better, for a better good, yeah. The greater good
for people donations. That actually like need it.
Basically. So that's yeah. That's the way that you could give them stuff is by giving to
yeah, they'll be happy.
Your local charities or like, you know, people in need that actually need the money or need the items. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
So instead of like, even like on anniversaries, they said that instead of giving them flowers and all that, you could just
donate to like a charity.
And then just say it's like, oh, this is for, you know, for Lisa Blackpink. Or for Blackpink yeah. Or like for Rose. Like donating to, you know, this charity.
Yeah.
That's your gift. So that's mm-hmm. kind of a nice way of them
yeah,
to do this.
Yeah, that is nice.
So, you know, oh, I love Blackpink. So that's like
they have good hearts.
Great way to,
yeah.
to do that too. So, yeah, you know, it's sad for fans who really want to probably have made cool stuff
yeah.
during, you know, the lockdown and everything.
But then it's like, I wonder, like, would they still accept like handmade stuff?
Like, I know, that's
like
true.
Like letters or like, you know, gifts that the fan will make.
You never know. Yeah. I mean, you could always give it a shot.
Yeah.
But they're just saying in general for like the big purchases. That
yeah, like
you,
those huge plushies like, that they
oh,
always
get. And Lisa, her super fan in China that like.
Oh, that's right.
For her solo, like yeah. There's a super fan that like bought
all
the marquee billboards on like buildings to promote Lisa's like
that's
solo
so nice,
album.
Though. Must be nice to have that much money
to spend it on Lisa.
Yeah,
good choice.
Did she
excellent
tell her?
Choice.
Did she tell them no?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know her reaction to that. I just know about the guy that did that.
But I think those are fine because, like, I feel like they do that for like the members' birthdays and stuff too.
I mean, yeah, because yeah. I mean they can't do anything about it. But at the same time, I guess they're trying to have people more aware. You
yeah.
know, like you know, there's a lot of things that they could do also to help. Other people, especially if you're going to be spending that much kind of money, because I'm sure that ain't cheap.
No, exactly.
Buying a wall on multiple hotels.
that's
yeah.
crazy.
So, I mean, that's something that's pretty nice that they're able to do for, you know, the fans. And,
mm-hmm.
like, what they appreciate are, you know, what we're trying to do for them.
Right.
But kind of turning it around to kind of, you know, do it for the
greater
good.
For the greater good, yeah.
So, yeah, That's Blackpink. Love them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, is there any more K-pop things? I mean, shoot, I think we talked about a lot of stuff just
I think
now.
That's pretty much it, though.
Okay, so that's for K-pop for mm-hmm. today, or for this week, right?
Yeah.
Also, I just want to bring up anime, and, there's some pretty good anime, because the new anime season kind of has just been releasing recently. There's a new one that we haven't checked out. We haven't watched it yet, but mm-hmm. it's by MAPPA and Madhouse.
Isn't that crazy?
MAPPA and Madhouse. You guys Google up yourselves what like Madhouse has done.
Right.
And it's you guys like Google up those... MAPPA. Because I'll give you a hint. MAPPA, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of understand the level of animation that we're dealing with. And MAPPA and Madhouse are working together
yep.
on this one. It's called TACT, T-A-K-T, OP, and Destiny. TACT, mm-hmm. OP, Destiny. And it looks freaking
amazing.
We
watched the preview.
Just the trailer.
Like the trailer, yeah.
Oh my, it looks so good.
Hooked me already. I was like, damn.
It's really out. We really haven't watched it yet, but it has something to do with music. And obviously there's fighting and monsters.
It looks
really,
so freaking cool.
It looks, and there's obviously, if MAPPA's involved, there's going to be a sprinkle of like, you know, some type of like humor.
Right.
Like, but at this, it just looks like breathtaking.
Right, yeah, the animation's so good.
Looks so good.
How many episodes are out already?
I think one or two.
Oh, one or two.
Maybe two. We haven't checked it out, so check that out. That's definitely something
we're
recommend.
We're going to be watching
that. We recommend
just
from
based
a trailer.
On the trailer, yeah.
I recommend this. I've talked about this before. Mushoku Tensei, which is Jobless Reincarnation, is season two or part one, part two of, I guess, mm-hmm. season one. I don't know what they want to call it. It's finally out. I love this series.
Yeah.
It's one of the better, like one of the best isekais
mm-hmm.
in general that I've watched. I really enjoy it. Like the whole, like how they make the characters think and the whole scenario and everything going on. So that's out. I got so hooked that I couldn't wait, and I read the manga.
As
I'm
always.
Caught up. Yeah, as always, if there's a series where it's like I can't wait any longer, I just read the manga. That's what happened with even with Demon Slayer.
Right.
So I yeah. caught up with Demon Slayer and read all that. Mushoku Tensei is really good. I can't recommend it enough. Check that out too. And we talked about it. We have The House Husband last time.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff. There's more anime than that. But that's just more of the recent ones that we've been we need to catch up on Eden Zero, even though it's been out already for a while.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. And you know what? Netflix has a lot of anime.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they've been growing slowly that I didn't realize that they have so much.
They have everything on
even
there.
Even movie films, anime films.
Right.
What is the other one that you've said we you
saw? Violet Evergarden?
Yeah, we want to check that out because we haven't watched it yet, but yeah. We heard good things about that,
too. It just
too.
Came out today.
Because, yeah, Silent Voice has been on Netflix now for a while. But, yeah, so I think Tact OP Destiny might only be either on Crunchyroll, I believe. Either that or Funimation.
Mm-hmm.
And Haley's slowly but getting there, slowly and surely, getting through One Piece.
Yeah, I have 60 episodes left to catch up. She's
in Act 2, at least, of Wano.
Yes.
I cannot wait for so some good. Of the characters.
It's just like, it's a lot. It overwhelms me with how many freaking episodes I watched.
Wano is going to be pretty long.
Yeah.
It's a long arc. But it's really
it's
good.
Fine.
It gets crazy.
I mean, it's cool. Like, I love, like, their outfits, and then just because it's very Japanese,
and of
kimonos
course it's One Piece,
stuff.
So it's like the action's cool, the characters are funny,
yeah,
it's exciting, and plus if you've been following it since what chapter one or the first episode, you know, it's kind of like why wouldn't you stick with it now at episode 900 something,
right? Because I stopped watching it for like a year just because we had like so much other anime, and like because I was like almost caught up, and then I stopped watching, and then I'm like, oh shit, now I have like 60 episodes
right.
to catch
oh
up
my
to
God. Yeah, but at least you're there, you're yeah. wearing Wano, and that's all that matters,
right?
And I can't wait. I think there's a lot more other animes with the new season, especially winter season coming up. I think, you know, like Chainsaw Man's gonna have more.
Oh yeah, I can't wait for that one.
And then also Fire Force season 2 or something. Ooh, like that. And there's gonna be Fire so Force. much, so look forward to all that stuff. We'll tell you what we watched and what we're gonna end up seeing, but yeah. Oh, and Quintessential Quintuplets in December, the movie.
Ooh, is
I
that
wish
like...
it was the series. No, but it's like basically their third season, it's like the movie.
Oh,
it's
I
a continuation
see.
But they
but is it gonna be here? Or is that Japan only? It
might be Japan, but just have to wait and watch and see where they're gonna release it.
Mm.
You know, probably find like a backhand website kind of thing.
Right. Because I was like, is it going to be like Demon Slayer where they release it in theaters here or no?
I don't think. If they do, you're going.
You're oh, going like, with great. Me. Now I have to watch it though.
Yeah.
So I know what's going on.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, that's there we go. We actually hit all our topics. Genshin Impact. We did K-pop and we got anime.
Woohoo.
Done. So this is the Permission to Stan podcast where we talk about those three that I just said. Thanks for joining us as always. If you want to listen to us and, you know, show us your love and support, if you're enjoying this, please leave us a like, a follow, a comment on wherever you guys listen to us, whether it be Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Anchor, wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thank you again for joining us. This was a late episode on Thursday. We're going to do better and hopefully get it Thursday morning. But if you're listening to us on Friday, yes, so it's good that we're trying to do this on Thursdays from now on.
Yes.
So you can listen to us during the week, because I know you guys are all busy during the weekend, right? Just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to give your podcast a listen, right? But yeah, so thank you for joining us. Formerly the Animunchies podcast, this is Joko and, of course,
Haley.
So this is the Permission to Stan podcast. And we hope that you guys will tune into the next episode. So we'll see you next Thursday, right?
Yes.
So as always, everyone take care, be safe, and
peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.